Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 98. Nate is your sound engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Sean and Nate, what is going on?
I don't know. Is there something supposed to be going on?
Recording?
Tell me. I don't know.
Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Question mark, question mark.
Yeah. All's good in the hood.
The podcast head.
Yeah. That's, I like that's that. Good.
It's been a good evening. It really has.
Yeah. It has.
It's been a really nice evening.
Cockles of my heart.
Oh, man. There was a wrestler called Mr. He was Austin Idol back in like Georgia wrestling. He was kind of like a Ric Flair type.
You told us that, yeah.
He always said, it warms the cockles of my heart. Yeah, it is good night. And guess what today is? Other than hump day.
Yeah.
It's
Wednesday.
It's Wednesday. It's May 3rd as we are recording. National Paranormal Day.
Nice. Who knew there was there such a thing, right?
Thank you to Betsy Kulikowski, friend of the show, to remind us that we do a paranormal podcast. We had no idea. I was like,
maybe we should look at a calendar every once
We need
while.
To find what National Bigfoot Day is, because there's got to be one, right? Tell her.
What are you trying to say, Nate? Knows. Look at a calendar. Why would I do that?
I never look at a calendar.
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, it's National Paranormal Day. That's good. It's real good.
Mm-hmm.
I only noticed it at about 6 o'clock this evening. we are doing well. We just recorded our full episode on the rite of exorcism.
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. It was good.
That was a good topic. A good one. Yeah.
So
it was right on.
It was.
Sorry.
It was.
Back away slowly from the comment.
You're not right. So come off of that, Sean. Why don't you talk about you know what. Once you tell
them, so you're like, know what?
Hold on. You be talking about?
What you talking about, Will?
Hold that phone.
Tell the creepies what we're going to talk about. How about that?
Yeah, this is Nate's pick, and this is a local.
It is Nate's pick.
Haunt, right?
Yeah,
we'll call it that.
And I've never heard of it until now.
I haven't either. Didn't know.
You didn't know?
It was so local. It's what It was 5 minutes away from here. Right?
Wait, yeah. Local or
I
loco?
I loved it.
A little bit of both.
Absolutely loved it.
So you're gonna,
okay.
I can't wait.
This is like reminiscing of when I first got my license.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I'm an ignoramus on this one.
All right. Well, what is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. You were waiting for me. I thought Nate would want to talk. No, I'm. It is the Horace Reeve House.
Mm.
And you want to do the foundation on it?
Oh, well, I can. Yeah,
go for it.
The house, or the 1859 house, was once part of one of the largest dairy farms in central Indiana. It has. I can't. Where it is located, the roads are barricaded off, so I don't know if the sign is still out there, but there was a sign that was out in front of the property, and that sign states, built in 1859, this structure was home to Horace Reeve, descendant of some of the earliest settlers of Hendricks County. His father, Charles Reeve, first settled on land approximately 2 miles south of here in November 1839 and moved to his farm in 1858. Horace Reeve developed the farm into one of the most successful dairy operations in central Indiana. The house is owned by the Indianapolis Airport authorities under the Federal Aviation Regulations, Part 150 Noise Acquisition Program. It is currently awaiting appropriate adaptive reuse, which never happened. So, yeah. I guess I can get right into it since I'm the one with the history of this house.
You know what? You start off.
That's all right.
Good idea.
You know what? That is all right.
Yeah. Okay. So... here I am, 16 years old, have my license, and I liked just to get out and drive, obviously, and I enjoyed driving the country roads, out and around Plainfield, and these roads are to the east of Plainfield, And before they redid all of the 70 interstate and made the mid-terminal airport terminal and all these overpasses and stuff, there were country road overpasses over 70 and a lot more access to these areas than now. Like I said, where this property is sitting now, you can't get to unless you move barriers.
Oh, yeah.
It's all blocked off. But before then, it was widely open. And so I was driving down these country roads, and it went into this area of woods. And it comes up to, if you're coming south from the airport, it did a hard right and then a hard left, sort of like an S turn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right there on the second turn of the left, right to the right of there, is this house with a 6 foot tall barbed wire topped fence around this house. Windows all boarded up. Mm-hmm. And you look at this place and go, yep, someone was murdered there. That place is haunted. I never stopped because it just gave me creepy feelings. But that's where my infatuation of like wanting, having the wonder of like, what's it look inside?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to, if there wasn't a fence and could have been in trouble for trespassing or whatever, it would have been awesome to go inside.
Mm. It's interesting. You know, that house that is across from, across 40 from our neighborhood. And it just stands there. It's all boarded
yes.
up.
Yes. And it's actually, that's not that.
Does it have a name?
It does.
You're talking about the one that Hendricks Regional owns now?
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah, that they want to build
and that's house. That's not the original location of that house, too.
So it was relocated
I'm,
there?
I'm pretty sure they moved it and relocated sure, it there. Yeah.
Well, I sit there all the time, and I stare at that house when I'm at the light, and I think about, like, it would be so cool to go in that house, mm-hmm. and I know it's trespassing and all that stuff, but it would be, you know, definitely at night, flashlight, all that good stuff, but it is, it's like boarded up to the hilt.
And I've did a little research on that house, and there is nothing that ever occurred there. It looks creepy.
It's got to be haunted.
Yeah, it looks creepy.
Somebody posted on the Plainfield History Facebook group or whatever that, you know, old photographs, and it showed the family that owned that. And they're on the porch. It was one too long ago.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, that would have been awesome. Yeah. And then Jim Coverdale, who you've met Jim, he went to the baseball game with us and Plainfield guy, and he works for Hendricks Regional in the maintenance and all that. He was put in charge of boarding that up. Because kids were hanging out there, and he said you would not believe the nasty
things in there.
Raccoon,
bat. Raccoons were getting into it.
I mean, he said it is gross. Mm-hmm. He said it's so just overrun by feces of animals and
so I don't want to go in there.
And no, I don't think unless you have a hazmat. Outfit, but it would be so cool to, you know, if
so it I fantasize it for about that. It, so I need to stop fantasizing.
Yeah,
about,
right. right. Yeah, say a bunch of raccoon poop.
Yeah,
no, but he said it's pretty gross in there. But.
I was. It makes this subject made me think about a house that was up the street from us in Kokomo, and it was abandoned, and it got real like it started to deteriorate, and it had weird curtains in it, and just it looked spooky. We went in there. We did. I mean, it was total trespassing, but nobody owned it, so nobody cared. And you could just kind of go in, and it was. It just we thought around every corner you're going to see a specter or whatever. Ooh, and then specter, I like that. You like that? and then somebody moved in it, fixed it up, and like my sister became best friends with the girl. I'm Facebook friends with her now. Like, and it once there was life in it, and I went in it a bazillion times when there were people. It didn't
change the whole
changed everything, right? Aspect and of it, right? It did obviously wasn't haunted. We told them stories about like, hey, before you guys came, you know, we go through this house and it was just totally that's like funny. Spooksville. But it is weird. I mean, like something that is left without. They say that like people living in a place really adds to the life of it because you take human beings out of a place, all of a sudden it just starts to deteriorate. Nobody's there to care for
them.
But there's also not that energy of love. So,
sure.
This place. It was, wasn't it owned by the, like when it's still standing, because it's not standing anymore, right? Is that a spoiler?
I think, like I said, I can't get back there to see it. But by pictures after the arson, that someone caught it on fire. It was just a ruin of a house now. Like the first floor is sort of there, and the rest of it's all burnt down.
Because the airport owned it, right?
Yes, they
but that's when it still stood.
They got accusation of it during their whole noise ordinance land overtake of all that area.
And
at that time. I'm not sure who owned it or whatever, but it wasn't occupied. Like, I don't think, like, even...
That's nobody why they said
no. Okay. Well, I don't know. Mm. I don't know the full history of it, but...
I'm expecting...
It didn't have power. Kinda. It didn't have power or anything to it. Mm. Like, it, you know, all that was shut off, removed, and so they know that it was arson. Someone got in there and caught it on fire.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
That was too bad. I got a story here. It's a personal story. They call it the Canby House.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know exactly where it's at now.
I want to know where. Yeah, I have no idea.
I can show you on a map.
When you describe the roads and everything, I'm like, dude, I've been back there. I know exactly where you're talking, the barricades and everything.
Yeah. Ron, this says, I was 18 and my friend Ronnie, so was 20. They're from Mooresville, Indiana. And they have a personal story. It says, needless to say, the place is creepy as you know what.
Heck.
As fudge. It says, a couple years ago, someone set fire to it for absolutely no reason. So it's basically a ruin now. Quite a few times as a teenager and young adult, my friends and I would sneak in. It was pretty terrifying inside. It had a chain gate all around it. But the woods behind the house had a gate that someone had bolt cut through. So you could sneak in the back. We would enter through the basement, which looked like a tomb because the floor was complete dirt and greatly changed altitude all over it, and there were many rooms in the basement, like a stone and dirt labyrinth. There was a giant fireplace on the first floor and two separate upstairs that were exclusive of each other. They each had their own staircases and could not be reached except by going back down and up the staircases.
That's wild.
Said I'd been multiple times and creepy stuff always happened, but nothing supernatural, just a bunch of kids in a creepy house surrounded by woods with no light around for some miles. So it was dark as hell, except one time, said, and I'm not going to read this whole thing because it's kind of long and I don't want to read it. But it says, like I said, Ronnie and I were from around here, and one night we decided just to check it out because it seemed like fun. It was October, so that's when things are extra creepy in Indiana. Not only is it Halloween time, but it's always windy, but a bit chilly, and the trees are extra creepy at night. So we head out there in his car, and after finally finding the road to the place, said lots of roads back there, we move the roadblocks and start heading down the gravel dirt road to the large patch of trees we know holds the roads. And then it says, I'm actually going to skip that paragraph. It says, a man in a full black cloak was pacing back and forth very slowly in front of the house outside of the gates. Now, when I say cloak, I mean like an actual head-to-toe cloak with a hood. He doesn't even act like he sees us, and it was absolutely pitch black out here, and he had no light source, and I saw no car of his or anything. He's just pacing back and forth, and the creepiest thing of all, he's holding a giant antenna or pole directly in front of him, just straight up vertically. He's just pacing back and forth, and we have no idea why. The guy doesn't even acknowledge the lights directly on him. The most unsettling part was how slow he was pacing, like half of normal walking speed, like he was intently focused on walking this straight, perfect line and holding this pole or antenna perfectly straight in front of him. That would be a little unsettling.
Yes.
I would say yes.
Like I said,
head-to-toe cloak.
I've always heard, you know, ever since I discovered this house, that like, you know, there's a murder in there or, you know, and there's ghost or, you know, there's a witch that lives there, you know, anything imaginative,
anything
running rampant. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was a creepy house. I mean, like I said,
I saw pictures of it. They have pictures of one.
Yeah. Yeah. The pictures. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, So I would attest to that.
That was sort of my start into
16. Yeah.
Yeah.
The paranormal.
Well, not necessarily paranormal. I've always
creepy.
Liked
that. Creepy.
Yeah. The creepy stuff. And then, because I always liked
the
horror movies and stuff
up
until then. But, yeah, like, that's where it's, man, I wish I knew some people because I don't want to go by myself.
Closer to home, yeah. If I could just do this thing where we have microphones and we talk to each other and it goes out across the world.
It finally happened.
Right.
Yeah. Never know. Michael Myers might have been behind the front door staring at you.
Yeah.
You know? That is that. Yeah, that's too
be
bad.
Be like Mike.
That's too bad though that somebody burned it down.
Yeah,
I really don't understand that.
And like I said, I mean, the airport possibly was waiting for someone or some reason to reuse it somehow.
Yeah, it's too bad.
And on top of that, I mean, it was built back in 1858, I guess, you know, I think. And, I mean, that's old history, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. It's sort of a shame that's now
yes, it is.
Ruins, you know.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. I had just never heard of this place. So, yeah, you have to show me on the map. Mm-hmm. I am curious where the, you know, where it's located.
Is that one of those, darn it, we can't have nice things?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, I'm looking at a picture right now, and it just shows the first floor, and yeah, and it shows actually there's a picture of it burning. It's on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see that? Yeah,
yeah.
It's so sad.
Yeah, because it was a big deal.
Were there pictures inside? Is that I didn't find any of that kind of stuff.
I do not believe I've ever found pictures of inside.
Yeah, I didn't look for pictures for the interior. This little story here, it says. Excuse me, I said, it was a neat, creepy house. It's a shame it burnt. They assume arson because the house had no, like you said, Nate, no electricity. This person that wrote this little article says, I just wanted to point out that the fire started at 3 o'clock, which is what is considered to be a highly active time for paranormal activity.
So we're talking 3 a.m.
Yeah, because it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
The picture that's showing the fire. That's
the middle of the night.
Who knows?
Now, yeah. I found a post thread of someone inquiring about this property.
Okay.
And they're saying, I don't remember which of the three streets it was located on. Just that it was a single-story house, which it wasn't. It was a two-story. Mm-hmm. But it was abandoned, and as I remember, it had a tall fence around it. And then just asking, you know, does anybody know or remember hearing any stories about this place. And the next person posted, I talked to a friend that went to the place with me, and the way he remembers it, there may have been an unsolved murder that took place in the 70s.
You're right.
And the police put the fence up around it. And they're also saying, you know, if anyone remembers what happened or whatnot, let them know. And this one, I think I've been to the same house. We used to go a couple of times a year. I don't live in Indianapolis anymore, but the last time we went, they put up a lot of lights and more fencing. The time before that, when we went, it was probably 13, 14 years old and hung out with the older kids. One of the guys pulled the fence down with his truck, and we went in. Obviously, some kind of cult or crazy kids had been in there recently. There was a satanic star in a circle drawn on the floor with broken candles, dead cats everywhere, and even a decapitated dog that was hung in the shed.
What are these people doing?
My friends even had it on video. I don't know where it is being. I don't know about it being haunted, but it was definitely the scariest thing I have ever seen. And then someone else sent, you know, telling them the actual name, the Horace Reeves house. They had a fence up, no trespassing signs.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, everybody has gross. Their little...
It's sad this
insights on what they thought happened.
Anymore either.
Sure.
Yeah, the airport authority owned the place. They were still offering it for sale for $1.
I saw that.
$1.
I was going to say that.
Yeah.
It's one of those places, you know, they sell like old churches or whatever.
It was in horrible condition. Yeah. I have no idea if they were hoping for some Hannah House type business venture or what. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now, if I could ever buy a house that, I mean, I don't want it completely just dilapidated, but I mean, something reasonable price. I would love to turn it into a haunted house, like an attraction.
Now, does it need
and
to have
more
an actual
than just
story?
The month of October?
Does it need to have an actual story?
Doesn't have to, but that'd be helpful.
That'd be very helpful. Well, that's
I mean,
what
if I could buy
haunted
it for
location,
like,
right?
If I could buy a creepy house for $1, man, whatever. I'd make, yeah. That'd be our Mako.
Tell you, another side gig.
House attraction.
Yeah. Another side gig.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I like that better than doing
of,
Exorcist.
Full of ideas. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Nate, I don't want to shoot your idea down, but
I was going to say, I hate to agree with Todd on that one, but I think that's correct.
I don't think we're qualified
for
the exorcisms.
Yeah.
Yeah, that little insight of my
that's cool.
Teenage years.
Yeah.
I love it. When you said it,
young
I was
Nate.
Like, what is this?
And actually, and oddly enough, on the other side of 70, closer to the airport, there was another, the house was already gone, but there was like a yellow painted single garage, and it was always surrounded by danger tape and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And again, it was like, oh, someone got murdered there, and that's police tape. And so, yeah, there's like two of them out there.
Mm-hmm. And they're still up?
No, I don't think so.
There is one of the yellow houses, and I don't know if it was somebody I know used to live close to it, but they've moved it, I believe. But they have pictures of like the little girl spirit or what. I forget what the story is. We're going to have to cover that one. Mm-hmm. I've had that tucked in the back of my mind for a while, but it's I guess it's called the Yellow House in Indianapolis. But it is, they have this like little specter girl that gets photographed or has been photographed in the window. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I know enough to be dangerous about that one.
Yeah, but I know the one that I'm thinking about. The house wasn't standing there. I mean, it was gone.
This one did.
All that was left was the garage. Single car garage. It was just a little shed looking garage.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's not the one I'm thinking of. But yeah, it's awesome. There's so many good stories out there.
Oh yeah,
and some of the best ones are local.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Jerry said on his podcast the other day. I think it was the latest full episode. He was talking about somebody was asking him, you know, are you ever going to run out of any ideas? Like, are you going to run out of ideas or stories to talk about? He's like, oh my gosh. He said, just in Louisville and Lexington, you know, he said I could do 6 months worth of, you know, and there's always something. I mean, that's what I'm saying. There's so many, like, you know, you got the ones that you've heard 1,000 times, but there's so many towns, cities, countries, states, that locations, you know what I mean? There's just the paranormal, the creepy, the, you'll never run out.
I used to work with told me that. She said
too many places.
Candy, shout out to Candy. We've mentioned her before. She actually,
hi, Candy.
She's come up with. She wanted us to do the Paris catacombs, and she had gone to see them. And
right.
So she said to me. Actually, I got to see her during these couple months and all that. And she said, "You guys are geniuses for doing the paranormal. You're never going to run out of material, and you guys make it so interesting and fun and all this stuff."
Oh, I thought
and
she meant we're like, just geniuses.
But it does. I
told
her,
disagree with that.
I mean, truly, it was what we decided because we all. It's just fun to talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the main thing. Is this is going to be fun? But it did.
Who doesn't like having like the hair on the back of your neck raise up?
My wife. She hates it. But there's a lot of people that enjoy it. So it's fun to have conversations. Mm-hmm. But I told her, I'm like, well, it makes it easy. But yeah, I guess we did do a good job with that. But it was just something that we all, went towards that we all enjoy and can talk for hours and hours and hours about.
Yeah.
We're talking about a place we'll have to talk about at some point. Since you were going to Kokomo so much, there's a house which you may be familiar with or have heard, but the old Cyberling Mansion. And it connects to the history of the car because, like, the first car was tested there in Kokomo. It was a city of firsts. And the Cyberling Mansion is supposed to be super haunted, but they do tours and stuff through it. I've never been there at night, but at night it would just be the creepiest place. Mm. But it's a very fancy place, but it's so old, and there's just this ancient feel to it and definitely creepy. But there's a lot of stories in that place, so we'll have to cover that sometime. But I was thinking about that too, like places that you grew up thinking, oh, that's creepy. Yeah. But in school they took us through there, and we learned all the history and all those kind of things. And now they have a lot of since it is the city of first, Kokomo is who knew, right? But there's a lot of the examples of what made it the city of first and so on and so forth.
Why is it the city of first?
No, do you really want me to get into that? Now you put me on the spot because I'd have to go through.
Because, you know, Kokomo is getting a lot of pub on these last couple of episodes, you know, and I'm like, you know, I've only seen them on our list one time, you know.
Somebody out there.
Top 20 list.
Well, it's like
the first listener, right?
We have our camper up in Peru for where I'm working up there in Marion. It's a little closer. And we were up there, and Rachel was like, what are all these murals of like circus stuff? And, you know, and Sean came over, and he's like, Well, yeah. What was the town? It's like known for circus.
Peru.
Or, yeah, Peru. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the world headquarters for the like circus capital of the world.
Yeah, circus capital of the world.
Again,
I was like, who knew?
You know that about Peru? It's a true story. I had family that lived there for a long time. It's
now true. It makes
and
sense.
My grandparents. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, we're actually more carny folk, but you know,
circus freaks.
So who knew this carny, little yeah, carny. This little town out in the middle of nowhere?
Peru, right?
Capital of circus.
Not Paris, you my know, not New York, yeah. Peru, Indiana.
Two of my grandparents are there at Mount Hope Cemetery, and then there's a Mount Hope Cemetery you guys talked about in mm-hmm. Logansport, where some other family's at. City of First claim to fame. We'll go through this real quick. It's actually a longer list than you'd think. America's first commercially produced automobile was there. First pneumatic rubber tire. First aluminum casting. First carburetor. First stellite cobalt-based alloy. First stainless steel. First American howitzer shell. They did have a steel mill there. First American howitzer shell. First aerial bomb with fins. First mechanical corn picker. Who knew? First canned tomato juice. That one sticks in my mind. First push radio. First all-metal lifeboats and rafts. First signal-seeking radio. And first all-transistor radio. I know. It's
wow.
I don't believe it.
City of First.
It's the mecca of. Well, I knew there were more than I could ever like just spout. But yeah, there's a ton. You don't believe any of that?
Not one.
And oddly enough, the
Cyberlink Mansion. That was the whole point of it.
The aluminum casting is still there with Chrysler.
Yeah, that's right.
And they melt the aluminum down and they ship it all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I should be proud to be from there, right? That's what you're saying.
You know what the first car was, though, right? The first, I know you guys are thinking, okay, here we go, dad joke. No, it's actually not. You know, the first, the mass produced was the Model T, but what was the first automobile brand, you know, or maker?
Flintstones, where they use their feet to go.
Okay, second.
Cheating, right?
Harley Davidson.
Mercedes-Benz.
Mercedes.
Was the actual first
Mercedes
automobile. Hmm.
Thanks.
But the first mass-produced
one. That was in Kokomo.
Yeah. Henry Ford, yeah. Yeah, you know what?
BS. It's not BS, I promise.
Man, I'm really struggling with names. That's like, what, eight times I've said what? Ron Burgundy, he's like, I don't believe you.
Believe it.
City of First, huh? That's new to me. I did not know that. Okay, well.
Chief Kokomoko.
Yeah, there. Oh my gosh,
I thought that was the funniest thing after we.
What
did
is it again?
I played that for my kids in Jeddah.
Kokomoko,
because I was like, you'll never believe how our conversation like branched into this, and they thought that was pretty funny. They didn't know about it either. They were like,
Kokomo kid.
You learn a lot of stuff on this show of ours,
Kokomo kid.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do. Nate.
Kid Kokomoko.
We might be insane. Who knows?
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, anything else on the Horace Reeve?
No, but it's
house?
Fantastic that
it is. It was
that conversation. Stemmed many other little conversations.
I wish we could go out there right now.
So we will cover the Cyberlink Mansion out there, Kokomoans. That one person that listened one time.
I've had it with Kokomo. To be honest,
dang it. We'll wait a few.
Watch
months.
Now. Kokomo is going to be number one on the top 20, and I'll be like, "All right, I love
Kokomo.
We'll
show you.
I love Kokomo.
Think maybe we'd have some
maybe
kind
that's
of,
what I'm going after.
I'm from there. He's worked there. You'd think we'd have all kind of pull, but we don't.
You're no Kokomoko.
I'm not Kokomoan.
Well, that was an interesting topic. And Nate, what do you have for us?
It's been a lot of fun. Whatever.
Reeve.
I don't know. I tried.
Are we still recording?
Yes.
Okay. You didn't say the
let's wrap.
That's
because you got the laughing to her. I feel a stop coming a stop coming on a little louder.
Oh boy.
It's not as good as Rivoli.
that's where I thought you were kind of going with.
Rivoli had a good time. That's a classic.
I tried. I really did.
You could say.
You Reeve did.
Or you could say, Reeve us alone. We're going to bed.
Reeve me alone. I'm going
to
bed.
Kokomoko, be quiet.
Be quiet over there. He's got the rap.
Hey, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini number 98 and our discussion on. Check this out. Leave this on. Keep recording. I had grabbed one of my old show flows, and then I almost read The Vampire of Croglan Grange.
What's that?
That would not be it. I was like, wait a minute. No wonder I had 97 on here. The Horace Reeve House. How about that?
That's what we talked about.
And in yeah, that's what we talked about. That was a Reevey,
Reevey good time.
I think
we're getting slap happy. I was going to say slap happy is right.
Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya. That's good.